morning, gorgeous. It's Joe McKenzie, myself McKenzie, producer Porkchop. We have Liv the Web Girl, and Tiffany is joining the show. Now, Tiffany, let me get this straight. My notes say you were supposed to go in for a tattoo with your bestie, like a cute best friend. You both have some of the tattoo. She has gotten the tat, and you now are backing out of the situation. Okay, what's happening?
Well, I feel so bad. I don't know, but I don't know what to do, you guys. Like, I'm not going to do it. I can't. I don't know.
You sound like someone that would back out.
What's that supposed to mean, Chops?
I don't know. I mean, I just...
You sound like someone that would flake out.
That was really rude. I mean, no, you sound like a very fun and
spontaneous no, he's totally backpedaling.
Person. But, okay, well, maybe I'm so sorry. I should listen to why
Tiffany,
you backed out.
Yes, let's hear the story. Take us back when you guys were like, hey, let's get tattoos together.
Well, okay, so she's my best friend in the world, and we just thought, I don't know, it's like, it's a half of a heart, and it's got BFF inside, and it's torn down the middle.
Oh, and I think I had a necklace like that when I was little, like with a best friend. That's sweet.
Yeah. So, and we've been talking about it for so long. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And she got hers last night. And now I'm supposed to go today. And I don't know. I was up all last night with anxiety. And I'm going to regret it big time. And I don't know. I feel so bad that she already did it. And so I don't know what to do now. So what am I supposed to do? Like, she's going to kill me. Like, this is, I don't know. She already went through with it. And, like, I know I'm flaking, I know, whatever, but, like, it felt like it was a good idea at the time, but now I'm terrified. Like, I don't have any other tattoos. She has three.
Okay.
So I don't have any other.
This is a bigger deal for you.
I just can't do it.
833-563-2539. So you have not broke the news that you are not doing this. I know you 100% decided you're not going to get the other half of this tattoo.
I don't want it. I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it.
And she got her half last night?
Yeah.
Tiffany, I think I'm just salty because I'm always the other person. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. This is great. And then, like, people back out. So, like, I don't know. You can still go through it. There's time. But, you know, you should talk to our very own Liv the Web Girl because she, aren't you an expert when it comes to getting an anxiety on things, Liv? You're always, like, trying to talk me into things.
I literally thought you were going to say, aren't you a big flaker? And I was like, chops!
No, I love Liv. It's just that whenever I get, like, anxiety ridden, Liv is really good with calming me down. So maybe she can talk you, Tiffany, into getting a tattoo.
I mean, I don't want to talk you into getting a tattoo, but if you're just feeling anxious, like, just take a deep breath and, you know, just kind of write out your reasons. I say make a pros and cons list of, like, why you don't want to get the tattoo and, like, why you do want to get the tattoo. If I was your best friend, I would be so mad because I'm like Porkchop and I'm the person that always goes first. I always do it first because my bestie tells me that she's going to do it right after me and then she sees me do it and then she backs out. Brooke, if you're listening, you know that this is about you.
This could ruin potentially your friendship, but I understand if you don't want something permanently on your body. 833-563-2539. What should Tiffany do? Should she get the tattoo or not? B, how does she tell her best friend who literally got the other half of the tattoo fresh last night?
Also, C, if your best friend did this to you, what would your reaction be? Because maybe we can help brace Tiffany with how her best friend is going to react so you can kind of gather, like, what exactly you're going to say. Maybe get ahead of this. So call in. What would you do if your best friend did this to you?
Oh, my gosh, Tiff. I don't know.
And personally, Tiffany, like, I'm not a fan of tattoos. Like, I don't have a tattoo on myself. I don't like needles. I don't even write with pen on my skin. If you want to get one, great for you. But, I mean, I wouldn't have signed up to, you know.
Your friend is just going to be walking around with a half of nothing. I feel so bad.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I don't know. What am I supposed to say? Like, otherwise, she'll never talk to me again.
That's a point of group therapy. 833-563-2539. We'll get some suggestions coming up next on Joe McKenzie. It's Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh, this one's a doozy. We have Tiff on the line for group therapy. In a nutshell, her best friend and she decided, hey, we're going to get cute matching tattoos, each of us a half, since we're besties for life. The friend goes in, last night gets her tattoo. Tiffany's supposed to go today, is totally backing out. Now, Tiffany, why did you guys not go in together? Was it just because scheduling? Did someone have to work or something? Or why did you not, like, do the actual tattoos together?
Yeah, I had to work, actually. Okay. So I didn't go. But, you guys, she's sending me pictures of what she got. And I just got, like, two texts.
No!
And honestly, it looks dumb. So... I don't know. Like, I'm definitely not doing it.
But, like, say that about your friend.
This is insane. So give us a call, 833-563-2539. I love it. Phone lines are blowing up.
Yes.
Tiffany, does she have to do this? Or could she back out if she's totally decided to back out? How do you tell your friend without losing your friend for life?
All right. Good morning, Anna. Allegedly, you've been in the same situation?
Yeah. Like, not quite the same, but so I have a twin sister, and we were both going to get tattoos. And it's not like I didn't want to do it, but I was nervous because I don't have any or I didn't have any. And I got it, and it's small, and it's on my ankle, and I never know it's there. Like, sometimes I'm in the shower, and I'm like, oh, look at that. Like, that's on my ankle. Like, I forget about it all the time. So it's totally not a big deal. Like, when I was getting my first one, like, I thought it would be a big deal, and it's really not. And if you think it looks dumb, like, tattoo artists are... that's what they are. They're artists. They're phenomenal. Like, if you think it looks dumb, you could maybe suggest working with a tattoo artist to fix hers up a little bit, and then you could get the one that so it looks better, and then maybe you'd want to get that one.
So you say she should totally go through with it. It's no big, because her friend is going to be very upset if she doesn't, obviously.
Yeah, and it's just really not a big deal. Like, don't get something, like, plastered across your...
like a face tat
of your arm, but, like, if you get a little one, like, it really isn't a big deal.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes,
good advice.
Thank you, Anna. All right, let's go to Mackenzie. Oh, another Mackenzie online.
Ooh, double
two.
Mac.
She says this actually happened to her. She's been on both sides.
Oh,
yes. So I have been on both sides. I've been on the side of we're supposed to go get tattoos together. They weren't matching, but it was my first tattoo. It was her second. She backed out on me. I know I was angry in the situation, but you're just mad.
Yeah.
But I've
well,
also
yes,
been on the
she's
other
gonna have a half that's just like nothing, and then you feel abandoned.
Yeah, but hers is a little bit more though, because it's half of a heart, and if it looks dumb, maybe you could like get the tattoo artist to make it look what you would like.
And add
worst case scenario, yeah. Worst case scenario, you can always add the other half of the heart later.
Yeah.
So it's a full heart.
But that friendship, I mean, I don't know, Tiffany. Thank you so much for the call. This is going to be real rough to break the news.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah. The first girl was telling me kind of to double down and like to fix it. Like fix up. Am I supposed to fix up my friends? Like. Oh, no. Like, then I really am so in it then. And then I have to tell her that her looks stupid. Like, I can't do that.
This is, like, totally out of left field to get you out of Dodge. I just thought of this. What if you were just like, oh, I have a weird skin condition and I totally went in to do it. And they were like, it's not wise for me to get a tattoo.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Is that real?
I just made that up.
I've got Montserrat. This exactly happened to Montserrat. And
ooh.
What did you do about it?
I was just pretty upset at the fact that she didn't get her part of it, too. But then I feel like someone told me that some friends don't last forever, so I'm kind of happy that she didn't end up getting it, because then every single time that I saw it, I feel like it would make me think that, oh, I got that with someone else.
Oh.
You know what, Montserrat? Good point, because I used to work with Nick Cannon, and he had a huge tattoo across his back that said Mariah.
Oh. His ex-wife, Mariah Carey, yeah.
Keisha, so what did you want to say to Tiffany?
I think she's a horrible friend for doing this. Like, I feel like she's a bad friend for letting her friend go through with it.
I know.
Apparently, she's known the entire time that she didn't feel comfortable doing this. This is not anxiety that she just got today.
Ooh.
Like, she knew yesterday that she did not feel comfortable with it, and she shouldn't go through with it if she feels that uncomfortable with it. But she's a bad friend, a horrible friend for letting her friend do it.
and she should pay to get it covered up.
Tiffany?
Ooh, Tiffany. Wow. Tiffany, you're getting called out, girl, for being a horrible friend.
I know I'm a horrible friend. I know. I should have done, but now I don't.
Yeah, we know, too.
Guys, she knows she's horrible, okay?
Okay, well, Hannah might have some words that make you feel better. So Hannah said, ultimately, your best friend should understand because it's your body, so it's your decision. And even then, your friend could just have a funny story. Now, if my best friend in the entire world did this to me, I'd be a little annoyed and mad, but I wouldn't be like, that's it, we're done.
I'd laugh about it. I would be upset. For a while. But Tiffany, please keep us updated on how this goes. Obviously, it's today. You have to break the news or just get the ink.
Yeah.
What's your gut say? What are you going to do right now at this moment?
I don't know. I think maybe I'll offer to make hers a whole heart. I don't know. To fix her.
Or you could get the sticker tattoos.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What food will you never, ever eat again? OMG, we have some stories to share. You must avoid these items. It's coming up on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.